So this ordinary meeting is now being recorded.
20 past 11, open the meeting. Attended or apologies absent, President, Deputy President, all the councilors present, the CEO and the assistant. No apologies, it's nil. Any leave the absent, nil. Any disclose the interest? Myself, I'm disclosed 14.3. Declare a proximity interest in St. John Ambulance. It's a proximity, my disclose. Now, number four, public question time. Now.
For the chair, just want to talk about your contract that you had. Just since as a track has a right part, they come over here, they've got no idea where they get water from, gravel from. Just seems like there's a lot of waste of money there, basically, on the road jobs. They didn't have this near the woods.
And MCC, it's part of the contract that they're the ones that have to source that.
Right, yeah. Yep. Because, but at the end of the day, you guys get charged for it. They don't put the water in. They're talking when they're doing the Derby West for a 5 or 6 hour return trip or a truckload of water. And one truckload of water is not going to do what they're supposed to do with the compaction.
And through the chair, that's one of the advantages of them having to quote lump sums beforehand, is that when there are overruns like that, then it's absorbed by them. If they haven't mapped that out properly themselves.
Won't come back on that job a few hours after they finish it. I wouldn't have paid for it on flood damage either if I was Visa.
But they weren't happy with what they were doing. They had maps of XXXX, and they're not allowed to grade them because the centre section is the shyest to grade.
Exactly.
They're only allowed to do what
they want. Yeah, they're
only
allowed to
grade them.
And I said, SLK's marker. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, they drove their rollers from Boone Minbar to here because they never had a flight. They asked me why I was busy doing something else. To me, it's just a waste of Shire money.
That's the
end of the
plan.
The Shire is obviously the paper around the day.
What was it put forward as a contract variation?
Yep. Wouldn't be just an hourly rate. What did you get?
But they quoted it, they tendered on a lump sum. So they had a fixed amount to do the work at the start. So anything that was outside of what they planned for didn't fall on us. That fell on them as contractors.
Yeah, just because they asked their cousins, I thought we'd borrow less than we do, where we get gravel from. And I thought it was a bit bad if the Shires should be showing where to get their stuff.
No, that's why we go out to contract. It becomes the contractor's responsibility. Yeah, if they can source cheaper labour or cheaper equipment somewhere, then that's more profit for them. Yeah, which is also a good incentive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but did they not do a good job?
Yeah.
So,
I don't
know.
Not that
easy. I don't
think they did that good of a job either.
They only did the minimal because that's all they were allowed to do. They can only do what the docs on a piece of paper says they're allowed to do. As they said, they would have loved to have graded to grade after they've done the runoff.
Yeah, but we're like a character, though, there's a couple of spots on the Narrabeen West Road. They're basically drag the sand out of the ground and roll it. You can't pack sand with that water.
Yeah, but they're not actually meant to compact it. They're meant to drag it. And
well, actually, they're even flooding the track. They're supposed to fix the road back up for the 100-year floods. Like everywhere else, like I did to beat the flood damage from Magna a couple of years ago. They never got paid for that. They stabilised all those water crossings. They stabilised the concrete. Ripped it to go to the concrete. But you're saying, well, what they did as a job wasn't that good of a job.
Any more question?
Well, we have to sign off on it, I suppose, before we get paid.
was it inspected and
all someone's off from it?
Yeah.
That's what Paul's there for. That he's there, he signs off and tells them what to do, and he signs off on it and goes and sees him.
And it's based on a list of 15,000 defects that we were able to prove were caused by the storm.
Yeah.
And it's only those. Question, yeah.
If the job's flood damage, it first goes out of our hands. It goes to Core Stadium or Core.
Yeah, Core.
That's their engineer that takes over. We might supply a contractor or give him a job. Core is the one calling that.
I do understand that, Stan, but if the job wasn't done properly, and that's a lot, then we have paid, and go to court.
How much?
For a job that wasn't done properly. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's an issue with...
That's all I'm bringing to attention. The job hasn't been done right. You don't get all break lines for a pay for it. Mm-hmm. And it's not right. It's worse description.
It's just comparing whatever the engineer and the works manager have signed off on, yeah, compared to comment. That's pretty much what it would come back to. So whether council want to get involved in that, that's up to them.
The problem is, Core, like a councillor will say, you know, you contract Core. He had the engineer and he had the assessor. Now, us, nobody here in this room, except the CEO, had the qualified for going to inspection and writing the report, official report. Nobody have it.
Yeah.
Only you have, sorry, I'm not finished. Only you going to there, have a look something, but everything for us, if you have any curiosity or anything, and come back to court, to the engineer. Buddy, I think, because I know how, you know the title for that? I think something is wrong. The only
Chair,
thing,
I
do with that.
Basically the requirements of the DFRAWA.
That's what they've done, and it looked like crap now. The whole road had been graded, and that done. That's where we should have our shire grade coming behind. It looked like
a million dollars. Yeah. Make a note for the court?
But that's what we agreed on, and that's what the flood damage is how it's done.
The guys themselves were happy.
What I can do, you know, the CEO now is going to make a note, you know, for every single job, you know, court, he must, you know, recheck, and the CEO going to recheck again.
Well, the question is whether the job that was contracted for was done
properly,
right? And
they done what they were told to do.
Well, the public are saying it doesn't look like that.
But at the same time, the public don't have the 15,000 defect list of what we were able to.
It looked like, you know, we were running around, or looked like our hands were tied, and you've got one engineer and contractors getting told by that engineer what flood damage has got to be done.
Six this way, six that way, but four they weren't allowed to do because they weren't on their list.
And they could have been silt, completely filled with silt from rain for the subsequent 3 years. Yeah.
All the way up the North Road, they were all full of shit down the bottom silt, which they couldn't touch because it had nothing to do with flood
damage. But that's a matter for the contract, isn't it? Rather than spreading the cost.
But this is the good thing. This is the good thing. Every taxpayer, you know, have the right make any note sent to the sheriff. You know, he look any job. He thinking it's no right. Made a complaint, official complaint. You know, made the note, send it to the CEO. You know, yeah, I'm thinking this one is no right. Meaning. The CEO can make something, send somebody or him come here, have a look, you know, properly.
I say, Doug, they were contractors and they had the machinery, but they couldn't even move their own machinery, is that?
Oh, yeah,
fine.
They're flying across the city, South Road. Sorry, I was busy doing something else. I was just with the flight, so I was operating the shop.
And you know what happens to rollers if they drive for 20 or 30 k's trying to move somewhere else?
Just for my thought, if you've got the contract to do something, you should have a flight moving on the machine.
Of course. They had it up here every time, but not if they wanted to move then, apparently.
And the unfortunate side of thing there is, so we diverted the water cart and a few other bits and pieces of plant throughout the job, but when the local government does it and gets involved, it's not recoverable from DFAS. So because we've shown the capacity that we have capacity to do it, it then gets knocked out of the flood damage claim.
So, and
even though that's robbing from another activity we're doing.
Surely with these contractors, it's in their contract, you move your own goddamn machinery.
Yeah, and they have. Yeah.
Most of the time.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
Councillor Hora, do you have a question?
No,
comment?
Yeah. With the contracts, why don't you try and communicate a bit better with them? Like if they've got a contract, then ask them what's their contract is, and then if they can't take the middle of the road, well, that's when you can get the workers in to do it like the next day or something, straight out.
And if we'd have been paid back by DFAS whilst we were doing the work, we would have got them in there.
But you sort of did do that as well.
Yeah.
We were in Langley, MCC or South West Lumber Company finished up on that road, and then Keane comes through and started down south. And it does look 10 times better than probably any other road in the Shire, because the Shire came through and patched it. And technically patched it up, and it looks a lot better than, yeah. Did a good job,
to the public, any more questions? Yes?
Sorry, introduce myself. My name's Anthony Mangan. I run a business called Davis Woods Disposal Services. And I've been coming up to Bates Mine on Davis Mining Tenement destroying marine safety equipment. And I just wanted to explain what we do, how we do it. If there's any questions that you have, we can answer in an open environment.
Any business card?
Sorry.
Business card? Thank you, sir.
So it's all the marine safety equipment used on marine boats. So the life rafts, flares, smoke canisters.
And wild sensor
about the flood. Yeah. So if you get straight out of the bush, you can see some 15 kilometres away.
So for that job, might you actually get it for that job, the disposal, which is very big, or what's the story there?
No, the...
This is I'm going to give for to Kai, to him.
Yeah, communicates really well with that.
But anyway, if you want to come to us.
The main contract out there is with Tox3, which is down at Wyola. That's for all the government contracts. Tenders are over 50 grand each. They have to tender. The marine suppliers work for a lot less than that. So it doesn't actually go to the public tender, it's actually business to business consultation.
Yeah, right. And with that, is there any reason why you can't do it during winter?
It's a storage growth and grade process. You might be aware, I believe they had a previous shop harvesting it itself.
Yeah.
Yep. We can't store it. There's only certain quantities that can be maintained at any one time. The cost effectiveness of storing over a long period versus the cost of destruction.
So we're talking about explosives.
Low grade, class 14G, 14S. Public children can go down to 14 and buy them over the counter in the voting stores. An individual out can transport to
the price 6 galleys.
Excuse me, all the, this one discussion with the parts, now any more question about this issue?
But is it, like, so you can't do it through the fire ban?
That's what they're doing, through a fire ban system.
We haven't had a total fire ban at all this year.
Yeah, we never did it.
Deepest change the methodology for how they determine.
It's not we plan not to do it on the street,
it's
already
happened. Yeah. Oh, we've made submission after submission. But it's also the brigade that's monitoring it, so they always have the equipment there. So it's the people that are volunteering and putting out the fires that are involved with it.
So shouldn't all this be brought through the Shire and back?
It is. It's all done through DFS to the Shire.
Oh, very minds department. Good. So it's with DFS at the moment.
No, I don't. Well, it's done through departments that have to come. DFS, minds department and the Shire.
So how can you light fires in extreme weather when no one else can?
It comes under a different
act. Oh, so you're different to the rest of us.
And then all the volunteers are going to put the fires out.
All the mining companies in the district under Demers are doing hot works and blasting and doing all sorts all through summer. It's only during total fire bans and harvest vehicle movement bans that they have to consider doing something different.
It can be done as long as there's protocols put in place. Control methods. You can apply for a fire permit to burn. So long as you've got the right protocol.
Yeah, but agriculture is totally different with the mine system.
Totally
different. Because totally banned in agriculture, but there's no ban in the mine system. Yeah.
Well, as you say, we all have to do with
coming. Yeah, so there's a lot of fire downtown, especially on
hot days. Yeah, you'll get
that. That was all my thinking was, it was winter time or put in a hole or in a bloody tank or something. Mm. At the moment, just in the flat.
So when we get fire permits, it comes through banning me from going off road on my quad bike or my Jeep, that means nobody should be allowed
to
go.
No, well, we're not doing that.
It's not allowed to be done.
Not then, let's try to find that.
But last destruction stand, the wind went one knot over the prescribed limit, we had to shut down. We shut down and I left it till the next day.
Any question? Councillors? Now, for the public, any more questions? Okay.
Don't get email. You don't have to work for it or something like that. You're very funny about the smell.
Number five, petition and deputation. None?
No.
Nil. Notice of the mayor discussed behind closed door. Yes, 17. Cannot have everybody have the closed door after. Seven, application of leave the absence.
Yes.
Yes.
For the May meeting. We have a conference over in May.
Yep. May, you say?
No, I don't know.
Councillor? May?
Yeah, the 30th.
Okay.
That's the
order.
Yeah,
I don't know. May cancel. Okay. Anyone? There was leave the absent? No? Only one.
Can you just get a mover and a seconder and a resolution?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just to approve.
Yeah, we'll approve. Anyone move it?
For what do we move?
For the leave the absent. Okay. Councillor Hora and Councillor Payne. Put in vote. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's compliment. For yourself. 6-0.
It's all right, Dale. You don't have to turn up to the main meeting.
Yeah. Announcing that concern meeting attended. Anybody attended any meeting? Nope. Myself, I attended for soon. And FIGP and Yogi, you know, Iron Project with the CEO, plus Midwest Rod Group.
Yep, subgroup. Yeah.
Subgroup with the Rod and attended for Zoom. You know?
You went to a meeting with FIGP?
Yes. You know? But that one is, I'm going to talk to that one in confidential, you know, item.
No, I was waiting for the World Dog Action Plan, but that was for the MRPA, I think.
Only any representative, any views of the council? No. Okay. We did just provide a letter of support to the MRPA through Marky Weir.
Yeah.
Okay, the 9, confirmation of the minutes. Minute of the ordinary council meeting, the 7th of March 2025. Somebody move it. Okay. Mr. Willow.
And I take Karen.
Karen. Understand.
Any question to the last minute, the 7th of March? Put in vote. (clears throat) 11.1, Capital Progress Report, Officer Recommendation. The Council received the progress report on the Capital Work Program as the 28th February 2025. Somebody move it, please. Councillor Willock and either.
Angus.
Any question?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the procedure. For the question, okay, put in vote. You must remember, guys. 6-0. Oh, 11.2, technical service report. Officer recommendation, the Council received the technical service report on the 17th of March 2025. Somebody move it, please. Angus and Kevin. Any question? Put in bolt. Six, seven. .13.1 List of accounts. Officer recommendation, the council received the schedule of an account paid during February 2025 and listed covering EFTS, direct debit payment, credit card payment and wages, a number of totaling 1,215,391.66 from the Shire House Jalgu Municipal Bank. Somebody move it. Karen and Guy. Any question? Will the expenditure? Put in both. Six, zero. .13.2 Investment report. Officer recommendation. The council received the investment report at the 28th February 2025. Somebody move it, please. Angus and Mr. Willow. Any question? Put in bold. .13.3 Months of financial statement at the 31st December 2024. Officer recommendation. The council received a statement financial activity for the period of the 28th February 2025 in accordance with the regulation 34 of the local government financial management regulation 1996. Somebody move it, please. And Willow. Okay. Any question? Put a bolt. 6-7. Administration report. General report of the recommendation. The council is a two recommendation. Number one, accepted the presented public health profile for the Jalgu. Number two, and note the chief executive officer general report. Somebody move it, please. Angus and Guy. Any question or clarification?
Did you get a reply back about not getting a polling booth?
So the returning officer for the Midwest District has forwarded our concerns onto the deputy commissioner, deputy electoral commissioner. So we haven't received a response yet or a purchase order for bussing everyone across. But yeah, that's also been mentioned in our correspondence with the Premier and ministers as well.
Through the chair, it pains mine to get their postal votes in time.
And now, guys, with all the kerfuffle in this election, I think thought the federal is not going to the same. I hope so. Jalgu have polling vote. Everybody, you know, use his
right for polling booth.
Yeah, his use his right for voting. It's part of the constitution, you know. Polling vote. .14.2 Chief Executive Officer Leave. Officer recommendation, the Council approved the Chief CEO Officer Anual Leave from the 14 April to the 17th April 2025. Somebody move it, please. Karen and Guy. Any question? We'll leave the put in vote. St. John's Subcenter list the fair for February 2025 meeting. Officer recommendation, the council to serve the chief executive officer to finalize the executive memorandum of understanding peppercorn lease with the St. John Ambulance for the use of the ambulance shed in the 14 Gibbon Street, Yalgu. Sometimes somebody move it. Councillor Willock, Andrews. Any question about the list? Put in vote. Good point. 14.4 Crown Line Inquiry Tardy Station. Officer recommendation, the council respond to the list of the tardy station standing the no enough information has been provided to the comment or on provide advice on this request. Somebody move it. That's what we look
down. I don't really understand this, why we have to do this.
Yeah, just in the Crown Land Inquiry, so DPLH have a list of requirements in that form, so before someone can submit it, they do have to approach the local government for comment.
Yeah, but I mean, after all the years that we've been on council, we've never had to do this for
us. Yeah, we've introduced a handful of them. Yeah. Most of them don't affect our operations at all.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Guy.
Okay.
No more question, put in both. 5, 6, 7. Nah, 14.5 heritage list. Officer recommendation, the council adopted preliminary heritage list containing Yorkie Tunnel and prepared submission to the State Heritage Office, seeking improved protection for the site. Somebody move it. Okay. Any question?
I can't see why we want a heritage list to hold on the ground. And I think it's dangerous anyway.
Doesn't fall on Shire land.
So no. Why would the heritage listed under Shire
then? That's where the responsible for municipal heritage registers. That's why there's a number of buildings, so Anglican Church and I think the Roadhouse and a number of others that have been added to both state and municipal registers over the years.
For the reason, you know, because the moment is not in our hands. It's in the government hands. It's nothing to do with us. For a long time, I don't know why. Long time ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, no declared that one, you know, heritage list.
And we have to discuss it with the closed meeting.
Yep, anyway. Okay, put in both. Four.
Sorry, Diane. Did you get the two against?
And Mr. Will.
I'd say both against.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. 14.6. Complaints that the authority returned. Official recommendation, the council has acknowledged the recommendation of the auditory committee and adopted the 2024 complaints auditory return. Somebody move it. Councillor Willow. Managers. Any question or clarification? Put in bold. Councillor Hora. Ah, 14.7, 2024-25 mid-year budget review to tablet closer to the meeting. Everybody have that one? Everybody have the document? And check it out before. You know?
Yeah,
14.7. Somebody move it, please. Get to a wheel of anger. Any question? No question, put in vote. 6-0. Notice of the motion. New. 16, urgent business. Only are going to approach one urgent business and do an inspection with Councillor Willow, couple roads, you know, in one road. You cross from Magnet that side, there's no sign said you're welcome to, you know, the Algu and our staff. It's not there. Now I make inspection around here. There's a lot of sign. It's a lot of sign around, mind road department, not putting back. You know? Check it out that side, check it out that side, check it up in the front, the petrol station. It's a lot of sign, bang, in the floor. I need something urgent with the mind road department, you know? He take it, put him back, you know?
Yep. One on the end of the Maranello Road, and we need one up at the Nandi.
Nandi is when you're going to Nandi Station. It's nothing that side. You know?
There's one on the Maranello Road that is.
Yeah, that's yep. Fine. We couldn't read it yesterday, so we have one on the highway.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, it's, I need this one.
Can you just please chase up the main road?
They have actually just tried to outsource the regulatory signage to the Shire, so paying us $12 or $20 a sign to drive 2 or 3 hours out to a location and replace one. No.
And Councillor Aguilar, do you give any report for the road inspection?
The road inspection? Well, the Nandi West Road, there's a couple of places there where there's flood damage again, especially where the cone's sitting in that thing there. You hit that there, you hit it pretty hard. And on top of the hill where the flood damage was done, it's pretty hard to grade rocks. So either need shooting or put bulldozer, knock it out, and then you'll Parramatta Road, I thought it was reasonable for a few spots where the water lay, and one truck that went down the middle of the road and left wheel ruts.
Hey, Willa. Kim Mark.
Excuse me, through the chair, standard grade is actually just this afternoon. So it's
I know the grade is here, but it's still not the fact that somebody went down there.
We know. It's been discussion for the last 2 weeks through the water with the Shire at the other end as well.
And how long ago was that 50 mil of rain?
60.2.
Yep.
60.2.
Only in the last few weeks?
10 days.
10 days, yeah. So it's only just happened.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, week before last. It's only just dried off and opened yesterday
afternoon.
It's now
marshal working with everything. And the Limar Road. There's a couple of spots there where the water's run across. It's not need to touch up other than that.
We do need to get back on that one. That one was supposed to get taken over by Parks and Wildlife, but they ended up reneging on that.
There seems to be a lot of traffic.
Yep.
And on the Mount Magnet side, it's pretty good, but overall, the roads aren't too bad. They all need a little bit of a touch-up.
Only touch-up. And that's it.
And
we
think the cemetery needs a bit of a touch-up. Some of them trees, I reckon, can be cut out of there and make it more expensive. Respectable. And the fence is falling down on the west side.
Yeah.
You need standing up.
Yeah, that's all
that. They've
been doing
that
project. In the project, we've been concentrating on the airport at the moment.
Well, the airport.
It's the lighting.
Yeah, lighting is 7 into the place. But this is not one land.
That's why we can't apply for grant.
But it's still the process of you send the letter for try.
Yeah, DPLH. It's still sitting with DPLH.
This is DPLH.
Planning lands and heritage. It's a town common.
Is Norland Gate?
No, they're the next step. Yeah. It's just the Payne's Find airstrip's not technically vested with us. We don't technically own it. We have applied to planning lands and heritage, and due to comments from mining companies through demurs, they're hesitant to provide us with the whole town common. So we have been trying to negotiate at least just the airstrip.
Well, the whole common is in our shire, so why isn't the common ours? It's in our shire. So the common is our ground, not their ground.
It was not vested with the shire when the road board changed back in the 60s, I'm guessing. There's no record of the town common reserve being vested with. It's not. The cemetery was a recent vesting, so we had to reapply for that. And there is a reserve over this community centre and a portion of the land around this, but the airstrip and the rest of the town common is not vested with the Shire of Yalgoo. That we already have. We applied about 2 or 3 years ago.
And I still apply for that. Okay, finish, Mr. Willock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just, not really urgent business, but
yep.
I think I'm really aware that next year in April is our 130th year of Yalgoo. Someone actually bought me stuff here, I was centenary on April 96, so I thought we might like to make a note and maybe if we could get the races up here, we could have a bit of a shindig. And that's why I was asking about the hall.
Yes.
They could look to have a 130-year-old.
Any other urgent business? Nothing? Okay. Therefore, will the meeting be closed to the public? You know, 17.1 and 17.2. Somebody move it. Councillor Willow. Second. Angus. Put in bolts.
Who was the second?
Angus. Put in bolts.
6-2.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't know how long it'll take discussing these two items, but yeah, can we please ask the public to leave?
Can we have lunch?
Yeah,
there. Shouldn't we have lunch and then they can go and we can do
that? If you want to move
Agenda.
It. Yeah.
Well, it'd be good to have lunch with everyone.
Okay. A motion stop now for lunch. You know, somebody move this motion.
Yeah,
Angus.
Second.
Second.
Yeah.
Go. Put the vote. Councillor Willow. 6-0. Stop the meeting.
Stand.
Mr. Willock. Okay. Put in vote. 6-0. Finish confidential. Now, just talking. For next meeting in the Q Parliament, Mr. Willock had appointed something really important. Is that the hospital in Geraldton not have enough blood for the people arriving there? You know, why he used the blood for the people in the accident, the stock he have in there, but the people have an appointment for blood transfusion. No,
how long ago did that happen?
The hospital emergency
exit
will take any blood that is there. And 3 times I've been in for mine and it's not there because they've used it on somebody else.
Yeah, in the
accident. That's how much blood we have in Geraldton,
yeah.
And all the blood gets blown up from Perth.
You have multi-blocks and there's no blood in the
time. It would have been in the Geraldton Rally because a lot of people used to donate.
Yeah.
There was a big kick up when they closed it.
I do it when I go down to Perth. It's just annoying that I can't actually do it more locally.
Yeah.
No, but you tag it onto something else if you can. Yeah.
I think, guys, like a guy said, you know.
A motion for.
Yeah, for putting Kyobala.
Yeah.
And the blood is easier, Geraldton. You know, it's easier for Malawa, Yalgu, Montmagnan. You apply for, you know. Be solidarity, donation, the blood. People in this region are going to give. But the problem is, he's going to move the blood to the city. You know, this is a big trouble. Now,
we had it for years, and all of a sudden one day they just said, no, it's gone.
And a lot of them were sitting up because it was something they like wanted to get their commitment.
Now, another motion, guys, is for putting the new parliament is. I have a big trouble. Yalgu, Montmagnan, Sandstone, Q, Migadara about the post office. You know?
And yeah, the Mount Magnet's supposed to be presenting an item on
yes, because
services.
It's nothing to do with us. The post office changed the company for transportation, you know, the letters and the package. It's not our problem. You know, the problem is the post office solution the problem, you know, not the light with this important stuff, you know. Somebody said in the media, all this stuff like that, he start testing to all the small town for start push it for more email and no more letters, no more stuff like that.
But is it just because it's being delivered late?
No, because change the company.
Yeah, but is what we're arguing about because it doesn't bring it at 6:30, it brings it at 11.
No, the day he no appear.
They just don't appear.
No appear 3 days.
Well, I had a phone call from them one day last week at about 6:30 in the morning. Do you know a phone number for the shop? Because we're here with the mail, we're yelling out and ringing, bashing the door, and no one's here. We need to give them the mail. And I said, well, I've only got this mobile and this shop number. And they said, we've been ringing them, we're bashing on the door, we need to get this mail so we can get back.
This is totally untrue because...
Well, they rang me.
Yeah, but these people had the key for the green box. You know, yeah, but this is the, this is my problem, you know, and try solution with the guys. The guy has the key. The green box is not mine.
But isn't that toll free box?
Yes.
Yeah, so Australia both are not going to have the key for it.
He have, because I have had an agreement, you know, with this guy.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, and now the guys, for the new guys,
no idea.
He have them. The key, now the company, Century Company, he sent another box. You know, another green box in there. But the problem is, nobody in tall. Between not in tall the company Century, not in tall that, it's no matter.
And then the office yesterday received a phone call from the Mount Magnet Post Office to say that Centurion had been leaving the post with the mechanic, which was never part of any contract, and that either the Centurion contract was pulled as of yesterday, or there was some issue with the post coming from Magnet to Yalgoo.
Why don't they just leave it with toll, which comes there every day anyway? It's so ridiculous.
And it's still coming.
Yeah, it's still coming. Sorry.
It's still coming. It's
yes. Oh. See, solely because the post office started squishing the contract. This is the problem.
Well, toll names probably should have lowered their cost, because they're coming there every day anyway, and do it, you know. Obviously they were going to charge Australia Post some astronomical amount when they're coming there anyway.
And this is the another point, like my money is going to put it in the Q Parliament. The other thing is, guys, I tried to put a motion for a long time, is the Midwest region really need Walga. Now prove it. Walga not representing us in the big issue. The 6 million, Walga said nothing in the media. Nothing. Suppose this organization, he must represent him every single shot.
Well, that's what Walga was invented for, was to support and help shires. And now Walga, for some reason, has aligned himself with the governing body, or Labor Party, or whatever you want to call them. And they are not representing the greater.
So is it a discretionary donation we make to them every year? Is it discretionary?
Some of it, yes and no. So they do it now act as a registered training organisation, and there is also the matter of insurance. The insurance is probably more important than the subscription services. There is still operational benefit to the subscription services. I think they now cover every local government in the state as far as insurance goes. So there was a number of changes over the last handful of years where different people went out to the market and tried different outlets or directly approach underwriters. But insurance is a key consideration as a member. But for advocacy, whether or not it's a little bit too metrocentric these days. Part of it is discretionary, but part of it is, and whether they chose not to provide that service through the insurance co-op, if we weren't part of other things, they're just factors to consider.
So what we go to the
key parliament
and
say,
well,
we've no
longer represented
this,
what are we going to do about it?
Yeah. Is that what we do? So he was interested in putting them in.
Well, I wouldn't be putting them in. There's no agenda. I might be having a quiet discussion with the other shire.
I'd say requested as a motion for this council to consider.
Yep. Councillor Hore? Do you like this? Right. Sorry. Because you like this.
You don't pick our battles.
Yeah. Okay, councillor's request, you know, for next meeting.
That can be done outside of the meeting. It doesn't have to be resolved.
Okay, I'm going to close the meeting.
Yep.
No more, guys, no more no more question, and close the meeting.
1:39.
So we have to go to